What's happening, guys? Welcome back to the SecureD podcast. My name's Matt. I am SecureD. And this week, my guest is Laurie. So he's really turned into the podcast regular, which is great. We've covered a lot of topics this week, including what we think the future of sneaker shows and events is. Obviously, Nike signing that $1 billion deal to get the NBA license. The Bait G.I. Joe New Balance collab, Takashi Murakami's Vans collab, the Westbrook Zero, Spring 16 for Jordan Brand, a whole bunch of stuff. So it is a fun episode. We're back out to that longer format like everyone requested. So I think this episode runs for about 47 minutes. I hope you guys enjoy it. And please do continue to send through those Twitter questions, hashtag SecureD podcast. And if we use them in an episode, obviously we'll shout you out. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And here we go. Thank you for coming back again, Laurie. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problems at all. Good to be back.
Did you check out the last episode with Paul?
I actually haven't listened to it yet. I haven't done my homework. I apologize.
No, I don't expect you to, really. It was a lot of fun, actually. We were both sick, though, which I probably should address in this episode. So we were both a little ill. But we managed to get through it and tell some good stories. So it was fun times.
Yeah, well, I'll have to jump on and have a listen. But no, I haven't. It's not fun when you're sick. Let's do things like this.
I was trying not to cough into the mic and then all this like awkward stuff. And then my pronunciation was even worse than usual. So,
well,
yeah,
we'll need to make sure it's up to scratch today.
Yeah, well, we've got quite a few topics to get through. Well, maybe five or six. So we'll. I want to kick it off with. Our listener suggested question. Mm-hmm. Just to remind you guys, like, if you do have any suggestions for topics for the podcast, to hit us up on Twitter with the hashtag SecureD podcast or just at SecureD with the question. And if we use it, obviously we'll shout you out in the episode. This week's question is from Dalton. I'm gonna pronounce every name wrong for like every episode of this podcast. But his Twitter handle is Big Birds Bazooka, which is probably fairly dirty. And his question, though, it's cool. It's like, what do you think the future of like sneaker shows and events is? And I thought it was interesting because I go to quite a few cons. I've been to cons in like four different countries. Mm. And sneaker events, look, I mean, there's been a bit of evolution with like Ace of Customs and stuff. But I mean, I think we all sort of know what to expect. And if they don't evolve, maybe they won't be around forever.
Yeah, there's not that much going on, really, is there? It's sort of the same sort of swap meet-y sort of architecture, you know. There's not really much. Either it's a launch night where you got free beers, which
yeah,
is great.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know any problems with that. Or it's a sort of a swap meet style. The sneaker pimp stuff used to roll around, but that rolls around America.
Yeah, and it was supposed to come down here, but from what I understand, they couldn't get like financing for the events. Like, I think the way that tour moves is that, like, you know, say they were to come to Melbourne, it would be like presented by Nike, and like Nike pay essentially for sneaker pimps to be down here. But so I've thought about this quite a lot just because I've been to cons and stuff, and like. For me, I think the only way to build it and make it last a long time is to create entertainment and activities that don't require the patrons to be spending money. And by that, I mean, essentially, if you don't roll with like $1,000 or $500 to a lot of these sneaker events, maybe you only stay for half an hour, you walk around, maybe you don't know a lot of people and then you leave. I mean, crowd retention and, creating events is what's going to sort of make these things get bigger. So that really made me think about actual Comic-Con and then E3, which we just had E3, which like broke the internet last week. It was huge. Yeah. So things are to start with, like I thought, you know, signings, for instance, I mean, especially in America, it's probably really easy to do where maybe you have, you know, like an NBA player, NFL player, or a celebrity, anyone there who maybe has a shoe deal. So you have Iverson there and like, you know, he can sign questions or,
yeah, that'd be cool. Like, I think that's a really good point. I didn't think of that. Is when you don't have cash at the ready, like to say it's a, you know, whatever, you're not ready to buy that week or you don't have a grand, you'll do it. You might even just check out with, see what your crew's up to or say hello, but you'll do a lap. then you're like, all right, I'll have a burger and yeah. maybe go home. It's a really good point. But whereas, like, you know, when we have in Melbourne or Australia, we have what are they called? Comic-Con here? I can't even remember.
Oz Comic-Con, and then there's Supernova.
Supernova, I was trying to think of. Yeah. You know, you've at least got some sort of
things Armageddon as well.
To retain you there. Like, the lap of the place is a lot bigger. There's cool stuff to check out. Yep. There's, like, free forums. People are hanging out. Like, it probably could be a cool evolution.
Yeah, I think panels then is, like, the next step. So, basically, what I was thinking is you could either have brands or, you know, anyone really, celebrities, sneaker designers doing like panels. So it's kind of like Comic-Con where like you can spend an entire day just going to panels. So they'll have people preview, you know, movies or trailers. They'll have celebrities come in to promote events. You can have sort of like people from different brands or, you know, different stores who have collabs, like do a panel and actually talk about the story of the product or go through you know, how a product's made and designed. And then you could have workshops under that. So you can either have like a custom workshop or a sneaker design workshop. So you can have these like 1 or 2 hour lectures where people who are interested in shoes more than just like trying to buy the most expensive shoe would be interested in listening to. Then you're going to keep the crowd around. I mean, maybe you have to charge $5-$10 to get in order to charge, like to finance these guys coming out. But it would almost become like a branded event then, rather than just a swap meet.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of cool. I think it might be really hard for excuse me. It might be really hard for it to get it going in Australia.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But I think in America you could definitely get stuff like this going. You could even like marry up with like apparel or you know that sort of, like we ran Carbon down here. I know it did okay, but you know you got to pay a lot of money to go to Carbon.
Yeah.
And that's the problem where you sort of just want to hang out. You're like, oh, I'll pay $5. Yeah, no worries. Go in. It's the same with...
What was Carbon? Like 125 or something?
Yeah,
or...
I think that it is a 3-day event. You're paying for a lot of stuff, parties and whatever it is. But Supernova and Comic-Con and all that, it's only like, what, $15? And
it's about $15.
You can deal with that for the experience that you get. Whereas,
I guess like that was really, I mean, and then obviously like maybe some like design competitions and stuff, but those were the ideas I had in order to sort of take it to the next level. I mean, it doesn't need to turn into like Magic or one of those sort of things where it's just like brand experience, but
well, that's a different kettle of fish anyway. Exactly. They're all buying shows.
Exactly.
As much as like people do have them as an experience, like ideally Magic and Agenda and all those trade shows are there just for buying, they're for buyers.
Exactly.
Like you sit down and have meetings and look at the range, but then there's a lot of like hanger-oners that go and check it out. It's cool to see, but I don't think they would want to go down that path.
And that's the thing though, like especially in America, if you're on the West Coast, I mean, you've got Portland, you got like, you know, Nike and Adidas up there. You could fly, you know, maybe Tinker down to San Fran, LA, whatever for an event for a weekend.
Yeah, for a talk. Everyone would kill. Lectures.
Yeah, and like thousands of people would kill to go to that lecture.
Yeah.
I mean, he could, you know, potentially do 2 or 3 over a weekend. You could do one all about nostalgia, one about like actual design and one about like, you know, his process. That's 2 days worth of lectures. And then you've got guys from Addy, and then on the East Coast, I mean, there's Puma there. So there's the whole Puma squad. And then you've got all the New York boutiques, you got Ronnie and all that sort of stuff. I mean, there's people all over America where, I mean, you really only need to have them for a weekend at these events, but you could create so much more than just the atmosphere of coming in to buy. And I think that's what people liked about Sneaker Pimps back in the day was, it was like a concert. And like we kind of don't need to go to Sneaker Pimps as much as we used to because you can just see all the shoes that Sneaker Pimp have on the internet now.
Yeah.
Which you couldn't really do, you know, 10 years ago, 8 years ago. Different. Yeah. But yeah, I think those are the things that like that's what would get me excited. Like I would love to go to a show and like sit in on a sneaker design lecture from someone who'd been doing it for 20, 25 years or whatever it is. So that was my concept of it. I mean, I don't think the sneaker show will ever really go away. Hans and I talked about the first one a few podcasts ago and like, you know, it was in this tiny little, you know, curtain house and it was small. I did the exact thing we talked about. I was there for 5 minutes and then I walked around. There was nothing I wanted that I could afford. I left. because I didn't know anyone at the time.
What do you do, right?
Yeah, I was just like, I don't want to just keep walking around like a loser.
Doing another lap.
Yeah. I was okay, back to the car and go home. Like, I was in and out in an hour, like.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think those kind of things, like, maybe we need a bigger venue. I mean, Globe, you could, it may be places to do it down here, but then who would talk, I guess, would be the problem. But you could also, yeah, I mean, brands do have 6 months worth of samples. You could, you know, who knows, like, have the head of basketball or footwear or whatever for any of these brands, because we've all got their head offices down here, do like a, they all go to market quarterly and do a go to market presentation. But I mean, I don't know, that's probably going a little bit too far, but yeah, there is a lot of cool stuff you could do.
Yeah, I agree, but yeah, it'd just be interesting where it will work, you know. It'd be good to check in 5 years to see what has happened.
Yeah.
It's
steal some credit for it.
But I guess, you know, not to go too long on the topic, but is that going too corporate and not underground? You know what I mean? Like, is the swap meet keep the sneaker scene where it should be, and in that sort of like bin digging sort of, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm trying to say. Like, and then if you make it too corporate, would you scare too many people off and no one will go?
Well, that's the thing. But at the same time, I mean, I feel like sneakerheads are good at evolving. Like, I mean, I don't really buy much Jordan brand product at the moment because everyone else is. So I've just moved into a different part of the market.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you got all hatery about brands being there, well, I mean, essentially brands are on every single table anyway. That's what you're going there for.
But there's always going to be haters like that. Yeah. Like in any industry.
As soon as you try and make 100% of the people happy, you'll fail 100% of the time. I mean, it never pans out. I think there's going to be haters no matter what. I love haters. Haters are good value. So, I don't know. It's definitely something that would excite me. I mean, I'd like to, you know, get... But I mean, I'm a shoe nerd, right? So I would sit through a 30-minute technical functionality lecture on the Jordan 29 or whatever was, you know? So I would enjoy that. But I don't know. I think it's a cool way to do it. I mean, that's just... It'll be the only way I can think to take it to like a whole weekend or like a more than just a drop-in for an hour-long event. So,
yeah.
But we'll leave that one there. If you have any other ideas on things you would like to see at the shows, though, do let us know. But I want to quickly jump into Jordan Brand because they have done a lot in the last week. We'll start with releasing the... Well, when I say releasing, you never really... pictures leak, releasing, whatever, but pictures of the Westbrook Zero came out.
Yeah, they're pretty nice pictures too.
Yeah, they're decent pictures, yeah. I really like it. So it's interesting that Jordan Brand have gone and released a lifestyle-inspired shoe for Westbrook. It's not... interesting in the sense that it's surprising because I mean Westbrook's notorious for wearing fancy, you know, fashion or out there clothes at his press conferences. Sometimes his performance on court is overshadowed by what he wears at the press conference, regardless of how amazing he plays.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's potentially a step in the right, or not potentially, it's a step in the right direction for Jordan Brand, because to me, in a year or two, everyone's going to have 5 pairs of 4s, 5 pairs of 6s, 5 pairs of whatever,
it's
right?
It's not sacred anymore, right?
Exactly. Everyone's got everything. So what do? You have to build a new sort of category for people to buy into. No one's buying 29s and 30s to wear on the street, which is where so much of Jordan Brand's market is. So essentially, the Westbrook Zero is almost, you know, they've got one or two other shoes, but I see it as ground zero for the startup of Jordan Brand lifestyle being a real serious thing. Like, they've got a few other shoes, don't get me wrong, there's been a few, but
there's been some misses too, especially Jordan Brand. They've tried a lot of weird things. I guess when you're worth like more than $1 billion, you can do that sort of stuff. I actually really like it, this one in particular. I think they just need to be really careful, because the whole reason like the legacy is there is because of, you know, performance shoes that work on the street.
Definitely.
I'm all about like the shoe looks really cool. It reminds me somewhat of a Buscemi.
It does, doesn't it? So, I feel that,
that
too.
And that crosses over exactly what you're talking about. Like, is this the sort of like their answer? Is it going to be $600? I don't know.
Oh, no, I don't. I think it's a normal? Relatively... It said something about... It didn't have a price. But yeah, I think it was pretty reasonable, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe I just wondered, you know, is this their sort of like, well, we can do that sort of stuff too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does look like a really nice shoe. As I said, interesting direction. They've just got to be careful, because every time they go off track a little bit with Jordan Brand, sometimes, I don't know if it's Jordan himself that has some weird design input.
Yeah.
Like, and you just look at him and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you got any Jordan 1s? Or
Yeah. That's the thing. I think it's, I mean, they've got to make the play though, because they've gone so retro heavy. I mean, they've essentially, they haven't flooded them. It's been like a really slow flooding, which is something we sort of talked about last week with Paul.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's not necessarily like, you know, come one, come all, but Jordan 5s are sitting on the shelves now. Like, the last two fives are still on the shelves of Foot Locker.
No shit.
Yeah. So, like, I mean...
I saw the...
like, the Charlotte ones and the...
What was the great the ones? The white green. Yeah, they were at the Nike store in just in Melbourne Central, which is just, like, a normal shop. Nothing major.
Exactly. So, it's like, maybe starting to happen. Like, some of the sevens have sat as well. So, I think it's a smart idea. And there's no better person in Jordan Brand to do it than Westbrook. It also means that... moving forward, Westbrook can rock the signature shoe. So he'll be able to rock the 29, the 30, the 31, which is also great for the brand.
And that's what you want him in.
Exactly.
That's ideally what you want him in.
And that's the thing. For me, like, Jordan Brand's Jordan shoe needs to be the best every year, right? Like, it was for, like, you know, years, but lately Nike has kind of taken over a little bit. But
yeah, it's been weird.
Yeah, there's been, like, a massive switch over. But I thought it was really cool. There's the Hypebeast all red. Which is, you know, it seems to be a staple these days in every shoe, whether it's a Flux or anything. But, you know, I think it's cool. I can't wait to see what else they do with it.
Do you reckon Nike is taking more away because of percentage to Jordan, or, like, how much he gets? Like,
I think it's, like, set in stone. I think from what I've been told, like...
No, but he's not getting cash off the Nike, like, Hub Dunks or anything like that, right?
Oh, no.
That's what I mean.
No.
I'm saying...
Oh, as in, like, is Nike taking money away from Jordan Brand?
They're ruthless and greedy and corporate. Like, yeah. I'm not...
From what I've always been told is there's a lot of competition between the two.
Okay.
Yeah, and, like, people work in separate divisions. Like, it's... Shit. Yeah, like, I mean, obviously people change between Nike and Jordan Brand, but I was told by a number of people who work over there that you either kind of work for Jordan Brand or you work for Nike, and essentially if they weren't sharing tech, they essentially, like, they work as almost separate entities.
Wow, okay.
So, Jordan Brand are killing the casual market these days, so...
Mm.
But, and they've also gone and released the images for Spring 16, which, there's some cool stuff. So it's broken down into three sections. There's the poster collection, the alternate collection, which is the alternate jerseys, and the dunk from above, which kind of just looks like Team USA colors.
Yeah.
So we'll start with the poster collection. It has the 2 and the 12, which is the all-white 2 and the black 12.
I saw those.
It's gonna take all of about 5 hours for someone to customize those into an OVO colorway, into a Drizzy Drake colorway. Like, if someone walks in here with those, like, that's the first thing I'm doing. I'm putting an OVO owl on it, and I'm gonna get 20,000 new Instagram followers. 100%. Like, I'll call it now. Like, if any customizers listen to this, let me do it first. It has to happen. It's the perfect. That 12 is bloody beautiful, though. Like, the 2 is nice, too, with that sort of Gator-esque sort of print on it.
Yeah, the 2 is pretty cool. I actually didn't mind it.
Yeah, I thought they were both sweet. And they're based on, like, famous dunk posters that Jordan had back in the day. The alternate collection is based on the Bulls alternate jersey colorways.
There's a few of these ones, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was 3. So there was the 2, the 4, and the 5. So the 4 is the... We don't have pictures of the shoes. We're going off the top of our heads. The 2 is the black.
Were they all black base?
I think the 2 was all black. The 4 was white with red details. Mm. And the 5 was pretty much all black with red details.
Yeah. I thought they looked pretty cool.
I think 5 and 6 lows are super nice. I really like them. So 5s are a killer. The 4 being white is great base shoe. You're going to see 1,000 customs because... Every Jordan 4 now is worth quite a bit compared to what it was back in the, you know, when it came out. So, like, military 4s, I painted, like, 10 pairs of military 4s. But for me to paint a pair of military 4s now, it's, like, 50 or 60% minimum above what retail was. So, it's not as feasible. That Jordan 4, I know customizers are going to be stocking up on it. And that will be a heavily customized item. So, that's going to be hard to find. But I think they're all right. And then the Dunk from Above set is kind of nice too. I'm just calling it the Team USA set because it really looks like the Jack. I've got the Dream Team Destroyer jacket on right now.
That's
and
rad.
And yeah, so there's the 1, the 4, and the 5 again. 5 low is nice. The 4, not a huge fan of, but it has a gum rubber outsole, which I'm a huge sucker for. I don't know if I've seen a gum rubber outsole on another Jordan 4, but it's rad. And then the 1 is, I'm just not a huge Jordan 1 guy. Like, I like Jordan 1s for what they stand for, but I don't rock Jordan 1s, so.
I like 1s when they're OG colorways. Like Old Love, New Love, and all that sort Chicago. Of stuff. Like, yeah, Chicago. And when they've just got nice colorways, I don't like a lot of the weird stuff. I guess maybe I like 1s because I also like Dunk SBs. Like, I guess it's a very similar silhouette. So.
Yeah, I think
there's a lot of stuff coming out.
Oh, though. And that's just the pack. Like, there's stuff outside of that as well. Like, that's just Spring 16. Like, there's other shoes in Spring 16. There's a whole bunch of really expensive Jordan stuff coming too that I've heard about, which I haven't seen pictures of.
Even more expensive.
Yeah, like $600-$700 retail price points, I think. So it'll be interesting to see what that turns up being.
Yeah, well, what is it?
I don't know. But I really want
real sharks, real camel skin.
Yeah, well, I think that's essentially what it's going to be, kind of like that Air Force One back in the day, like the anaconda skin and the gator skin. But yeah, there's been rumors of Jordan Brand heading down that Python-esque like scene for a while because the customs were so popular, but we haven't really seen much of it yet. So I do want that 3 Lab 4 though, which looks freaking, or the 4 Lab 3, which is like Tinker's first two shoes. They've like done the all black 4 with like cement. It looks freaking insane. There's been
a couple of cool ones come out like that.
But yeah, I haven't got any of those yet, so I would like to grab one of those. But yeah, that's pretty much the wrap up on Jordan Brand since the last podcast. There's always Jordan Brand news. It's crazy. Well, I mean, it's off season for the NBA now, and it's already just going nuts. So
yeah, this year's been and going to be insane.
Like, yeah, they're making the most of it.
Yeah.
Something else that caught my eye this week was the Takashi Murakami Vans capsule.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool. I mean, are you much of a fan of Murakami?
I wouldn't say like a fan. I definitely know like of his work and a few of the things that he's done, like the Kanye. Done a bit of stuff with Kanye.
Cover, and then you know the Louis Vuitton collab was huge.
Yep.
And then he's worked with Pharrell, G-Shock, like just all sorts of stuff.
He's done a lot of stuff.
But if you don't know who that is, he's a sort of Japanese contemporary pop artist, I would say. And he's really
anime-y sort of
style. Inspired. Really famous for these like flower sort of skull designs, which is what you see on the shoes. So there's 6 different shoes. And then what I thought was really cool, they also did like 3 kid shoes.
Which is rad,
and the kids' shoes are kids' designs. I thought that was kind of cool because you never really see the art application on kids' shoes change. Like they're usually just a scaled down version. But look, I mean,
They're pretty cool. Like, I think they're rad. I'm just looking at them at the moment. I reckon it sort of makes sense for Vans, although like it's getting a bit. The whole like just wrap a yardage on a Vans slip on.
Yeah.
Like how many times are they going to do it? But I actually. It looks cool. The colors are cool. You know, they've matched the foxing on the vulcanized to like colors of the prints.
Yeah.
It's good application.
I think his artwork would have killed on a half cab though with like some contrast paneling.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
You know, when you're with a half cab at least, the structure isn't like too dissimilar to, you know, whatever, an Air Force One, whatever, like just in paneling sense. Mm. So you could have a higher and lower ground where you could contrast some of the patterns and maybe give it a little bit more depth
usually,
at the moment.
They usually make them suede though.
They do, but they don't have to, right? No, that's true. They don't have to. So, I mean, a canvas half cab would work perfectly.
Yeah, it'd look better because the suede just gets all screwed up real easily. Like,
and how many people are skating in like half cabs if they're buying Takashi Murakami versions anyway?
No way.
And look, I mean, I couldn't pull one of these off, but I reckon I could pull a half cab version off.
Yeah, I personally don't think that works for me. I like the looks of them. They look nice because I'm a sucker for like good colors and stuff.
Yeah.
I like the looks of them, but I think it's not a cop for me. But
there is a cool thing I read too. I haven't seen pictures of it yet, but apparently there's matching skate decks and t-shirts, and I think where the potential is for me.
Oh yeah, that'd be epic.
Like, I'd love it.
Printed. Yeah, that'd be all over.
I'd love a Murakami deck. I don't have one. And just a staple Vans shirt with Murakami print inside it, I think would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that'd be... So they are going to do that stuff?
Or... I read it was releasing as well. I just didn't see any pictures of it. So I would be all about that. I would love... I've got quite a few decks now. Yes. Obviously, I don't have the space in the house at the moment to hang them, but it is the plan.
You'll make space, come on.
Yeah, I know. You look at my walls, Laurie. There is no space.
Got a couple of things.
Yeah, just a couple of things. I have like, I have so many prints in storage and stuff too. But yeah, like I think the decks are going to be really exciting. And obviously these shoes will crush in Asia. Like his market is Japan, Hong Kong, China.
Yeah, you could probably
and the United States as well.
In America.
Japan.
Japan.
Oh,
sure.
100%. Yeah.
I think there would be.
I mean,
where would Vans, I wonder where they would stock them.
Vans? Look, I know they were selling Vans when I was in Japan, but that was years ago, but mostly in like the, you know, Harajuku boutiques and stuff.
Does that most stock Vans? I can't remember.
Look, I'm sure.
Yeah. No,
for this sort of thing, they probably would. Like, yeah. I mean,
actually, yeah. that's funny. Just talking about distribution, I'll just jump into the Yeezy 350 the Roshis.
Dude, it's going everywhere. Everywhere's.
Yeah, but I was gonna say, what's going on? Like, is this just a regular release?
Well,
or,
so
like
in
Australia, like, not sure about
Foot Locker's getting it.
Yeah, Foot Locker's getting it. We've got just because I was like, oh, look at the shops list. It'll be like two stores, and it's like eight stores in Victoria.
Yeah.
If one store, you just walk up to the other next guys. Like, there's actually some cool little streetwear stores that are getting it that I didn't even know.
InQ's getting it, aren't they? Which is rad.
And like somewhere
up
store.
There.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Up there.
Yeah, up there maybe.
Yeah,
but. I didn't even... Yeah, that's...
I think they're still going to be nearly impossible to get, though. I mean...
Maybe not.
There's a
know.
Lot of them. Look, I actually like... I really like the shoe.
It's better.
The
way
first
better
time.
Than
yeah,
the
look.
First one.
If it's... Do you know what the retail price point on it is?
I saw... Yeah, I was reading an article. It was $288 US.
Okay, that's way more than it needs to be.
I feel it was like $272 or $280. Something random, like that.
So look, I compare it to similar aesthetically structured shoes on the market. So like the Roshi is like, what, 120, 110.
Mm.
The Rome, the Globe Rome, 110, 100. I have no idea why the hell that's so expensive.
Well, there's a few more. You could... There's a reason for... Well, you know why it is.
I know
but
why
like,
it's so expensive.
But
yeah.
There's a few more. It's a little bit more techie. It's got like... it looks like it's all knitted.
Yeah, it does.
Just from
first
looks with that suede panel on the inside.
Yeah.
And it, but it's got like cuts for the eyelets and...
Okay.
Like the sole might be a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course, it's kind of... It's the only reason why it's
expensive. I'd definitely rock it though. Like if it was a walk-up cop, I'd go buy it.
Yeah.
But if I have to line up, I don't line up just because I'm
I'd be
nearly 30.
To see with what they're going to do with this one because I feel like this is a... This is going to be pretty wide release. Like, this is money back to Adidas sort of stuff.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
The first one was money to resellers.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like this one is like, all right, cool, we've seeded you with the first one.
Yeah.
This one's going wide, like, by the looks of it. Listen, I don't know what the list in America's like.
Yeah, yeah,
no. It might be deep, but for us to get that many...
Yeah.
Especially Addies, they don't... Oh, that's right, all the original stores are getting them. Since when have they got good releases?
And the thing is, too, like, there's been so much pollution in regards to information about this release because... For a long time, like, everyone thought the original Yeezy, like, the Adi Yeezy was, like, going to be available to everyone, and then it turned out to be really hard to get, and then this one, it was just like, yeah, everyone's going to be able to get it, and then it's just been really confusing. Like, I don't know if they've handled it
well, wasn't he originally going to put the whole collection on Karmaloop?
Karmaloop, I heard that too.
Yeah,
what a disgrace.
And now Karmaloop's been bought out by someone.
Did they?
Yeah, like, 2 weeks ago or a week ago, got bought by... too many blogs, can't remember anyway, yeah, listen, but from the funny thing is though, Karmaloop, when they were at their heyday, they were valued at over 100 million or something.
Oh wow.
And then they've only, I think they got bought for not much.
Bait, same thing happened.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to Bait. But yeah interesting, because I remember like 4 years ago, Karmaloop was the shit.
Oh mate,
four
everyone
or five years ago,
Karmaloop, and then it just went to, you know.
Bum, bum. I wonder if Kanye had shares in Karmaloop to like be that, like, oh, let's go through Karmaloop, but like boost the price and like back out.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, I'll definitely cop those if it's easy.
Easy?
No
easy?
Pun intended.
Hey,
yeah.
Sorry to get off topic.
No, that's cool. I mean, I probably should have put that in the notes, but yeah, when does that drop? Is it next weekend?
27th
next week, next Saturday.
What's the Saturday?
Next Saturday.
Yeah.
So, I definitely, we should look into that. Maybe we'll make a trip into the city.
We shall see. I missed out on the bloody other ones.
Yeah, well, if this one isn't as hard, we'll know by midweek if people are lining up and stuff, you know? Like, you'll know by Wednesday, Thursday, especially with, like, the Facebook groups and the chatter. Everyone will know what the deal is going to be.
Yeah, but where would you line up? There's, like...
Everything will have a line. You got to remember, too, like, who the Yeezy Hype Beast boys are. They're the boys who line up. Like, I'd prefer to go to one of our... I'd prefer to go to, like, a store that doesn't generally always get them. So we'll go to Up There or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I also wanted to touch base on the Bait G.I. Joe New Balance collab, which dropped today, I believe.
Oh, did it? Yeah. This is baller.
Yeah. So I don't think we can get them here in Australia, but the super cool thing about it is that they... so basically, it's a Made in USA New Balance, which is always great. But there is these unbelievable military exclusive crates, which are exclusive to the Bait stores, and there's 60 of them. So I think four or five stores got allocated 10 or 15 each.
Yeah, just first come, first serve, right?
Yeah, and those crates kick ass. So you can only get the crate if you buy both pairs. So it's a 710 Roadblock and a 574 Cobra Commander.
Mm.
Look, I'll be honest, the shoes, I'm not in love with them, but
I don't mind the
Cobra.
Yeah, is the tan one?
Yeah. Oh, the Roadblock. So
yeah,
I
reckon that's kind of cool. Like,
the cool thing about it is it's a shoe that a G.I. Joe would wear, right? So they didn't just go Hypebeast model, which I love. Like, they didn't just do a 1500 or something, which would obviously wreck on the shelves.
Yeah.
I love the idea of doing a shoe that is more of a boot. I think that is great. The Cobra Commander, I think they could have done a ton more with. But it's still all right. But more just the packaging and the story and everything I thought was really fun.
Yeah, the packaging's awesome. It reminds me of, like, all the good, awesome boxes they've made over the past. Like, oh, sorry, not New Balance, but just in general. Like, was it like the Lobsters that had those sick release on with
and
them?
They came
like,
in the crate.
Yeah,
because
it was like
crate.
A lobster crate and all this stuff. Like, I think it's awesome. Cool thing for collectors to get their hands on.
Yeah. You know what the cool thing about this is, too? Like, Bait. Look, I don't know, but Bait would have potentially just done this themselves. Because, I mean, those military crates, just from a construction standpoint, aren't super expensive to make. If you're making 60 of them from scratch.
It's only a stencil. I've got a photo up in front of me at the moment.
And then all you've got to do is make it to store two shoeboxes. So really, New Balance don't have to produce this. It could just be like Bait saying... well, we've got a collab. Let's take it to the next level and do something rad for people who want to buy both. In which case, super props to Bait because...
And you sell more product.
yeah, exactly. But,
that'd almost push me over the line. I'd be like, ooh, I'm fourth in line. Maybe I will get the extra pair get the box with it.
Yeah, so, like, I thought it was cool. You don't see a lot of that effort anymore. Like... okay, I went pretty hard on the Avengers last week in like the YouTube Lacing It Up show. Like, I gave the Adidas Avengers collab an absolute bath. I don't know if that comes with a fancy box or not, but just seeing the effort that was gone to in this collab sort of just made me smile. I think it was
rad. Like, because I actually, until you emailed me about this, I've been a bit out of the loop and I hadn't seen them. And I really like them, actually, but... pity we're not getting them.
Yeah, I know. Well, so just because I mentioned the Addy thing, I think I might have shown you already. I did an Air Max 1 Hulk custom this week. They're in the box and that black
them.
Bag down there. But...
yeah, no, I saw them. They're awesome.
So this podcast will come out before the shoe, but I want to just address why I made the shoe maybe quickly, even though it's not on our rundown.
Yeah, do it.
So basically, like, I gave the Addy Avengers pack a huge bath on Lacing It Up, mainly just because it just looked like they picked shoes I was hoping that they wouldn't have, and... The designs are just really lazy. Like, so many times when you get, like, a huge design house or a huge company, like, it's freaking Disney, right, essentially, Marvel.
Then
you've got, like, Addy, like, as a guy who has read comic books for the majority of his life and has a whole bookcases of them and goes to all these movies, I should want all of them. Like, I can't wear any of them. Like, they look like I said in the episode of Lacing It Up, they look, to some degree, like bad and one shoes, which, you know, like, no, like 2005 and one shoes. The Tai Chi was kind of cool, and the Tucci. If you were a street baller back in the day, the Tucci was, everyone remember that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I went and made this Air Max 1 this week. I haven't released the pictures of it yet, but the concept behind making that shoe was it wasn't made for an order, which is rare, because like there's a pair of Minion Air Force 1s to your left, which are finished, which are made for an order. I pretty much make shoes to commission these days only. I made these Hulks just as like a sort of representation for like what you can do with a shoe. So it has, you know, the Toxic logo on the tongue. It has Hulks punching out the wall on the back, and then the muscle fibers and the purple for the shorts in the middle of the shoe.
It's pretty wearable. Like, I think it's in my opinion, I think it's more wearable than the 5 you did in the Hulk.
Yeah.
Only because the color breakups are a little bit more even and there's not so much green going on.
Yep.
It's actually looks a little bit better on foot. And you're right. Like, if you are going to go balls out on a Avengers collaboration, if you're Adidas, like, you know, you've got to go. You don't just have to put like a little Hulk on the bottom.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I feel like sometimes you need... So, like, in the episode, I sort of suggested you need, like, a custom consultant or, like, a collaboration consultant. And what I meant by that was you almost need someone who really knows... So, someone
but
at Adidas...
there's probably someone there, though, right?
No,
they're
right, but, like,
idiots.
The person at Adidas... I have no idea, but I'm assuming just someone who worked at Adidas did the color mock-ups, right?
Mm.
How much cooler would have been if someone at Marvel or someone at Adidas who's a huge comic book nerd does the mock-ups? Because what I love seeing in, like... the cool thing about customs is, like, we can work in things that touch on a character's, like, heritage or, like, little things, you know? Like, I've got a collab coming out next year, which I can't talk about, which has, like, all these little things where you focus on, like... expanding the story.
Yeah.
There's very little story in these shoes outside of look at Iron Man's colors and look at Hulk's colors. Yes. Like having, look at the inner sole, the inner lining, the tongue tag, whatever it is, like tell the story of the character rather than just have its colorway on there. And that's kind of what I was hoping to see. And that's what I think I've tried to do with these.
They're good at doing that. Usually like the Star Wars, I'll go back to that Star Wars collab again that they did. The really, really good one.
The first one. Yeah. In the blister packs.
Yes.
Yeah, and they had like the colored lightsaber lace tips and stuff.
It was, but it was, it was the one where there was like stormtroopers and Darth Vaders and Yodas.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, is that in the blister? Were they blister? Yeah.
The trooper and Vader was. Yeah.
There was like 20 of them. But like a lot of them were not wearable, but they went balls out.
So yeah, look, I mean, just I just wanted to touch on that. So the pictures for that will come out this week. Oh, my lizard's going crazy.
No, your lizard's been climbing up and down the tree. Oh, sorry.
So we're shooting this, we're recording this episode in my studio, and I've got two reptile tanks in my studio, and the blue tongue's going a bit nuts. Anyway, but yeah, so I guess that's why I went in on that, and it was more just like a mixture of like. Because so many of these collabs lately have been lazy. But then you see like the Cinderella Reebok Pump Fury, which is really rad. Mm. It's essentially like a lenticular style material all over the whole shoe, which kind of looks like a glass slipper. Plus the Pump Fury is such a rad shoe.
Yeah, it's a sick shoe. Love it.
It was that, like, that's how I love seeing it done. And then like these Cobra Commanders are like how I, you know, maybe even the shoes themselves are a little bit lazy in regards to design and G.I. Joe. But I mean, the packaging and the story and the presentation and everything has been pretty fantastic. So it kind of, you know, that's, if you're going to have like a freaking Marvel shoe, like every nerd should want it. But I can't think of too many comic book guys I know seeing that and going, oh, you know, comic book guys should go, holy shit, Adidas made nerd shoes. Like, I want them.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. They should be, you know, selling at Comic-Con and selling it.
Yeah.
But, all the cons, but yeah, it's very disappointing that they can't sort of get their shit together.
Yeah, no. So yeah, look, enough on that. Like, I will wait to see the rest of the pack. I think there is more stuff coming, and hopefully, there is some cool packaging and presentation and story there. That'd be good to see. And we'll kick it on to our last topic for today, which is the big worst kept secret news in the world that Nike have signed the NBA license for a reported $1 billion.
Well, it was on there. Didn't they press release it or not?
Did they? I don't know if, like, I read it on, like, I think it was Hype Beast or High Snob, and it was, you know, it was quoted at being around $1 billion. It wasn't like a billion, like, but I mean,
was it 4 years, 3 years? I can't remember.
7 or 8 usually, the NBA license. Yeah. So yeah, look, I mean, it was the worst kept secret in sports sports. Like, I mean, there was no way. The only real big dogs that were going to go for it, I thought, which we've discussed ages ago, was probably Under Armour and Nike.
Under Armour, I thought, would have had a crack, but maybe they did have a go. But...
I reckon they had a crack. Like, I mean, they had a crack at Durant. I'm sure they had a crack at You know? Yeah,
it's crazy though to think about, like, you know, what this means, like, for major sports.
Yeah.
Like, they own the, like, I know Stance has the Sox.
Well, this is the thing. So I learned from Matt at Kicks 101, Stance only have the Sox for 2 years until Adidas's contract expires.
Oh.
So I'm thinking,
that's weird then.
Yeah, like, so the Stance only got the deal for 2 years, and then I reckon they're all going to be in Nike Elite socks. Like, Stance, there's no way if Nike have the contract that, because Nike make Elite socks, there's no way they're going to be letting the basketball players play. So maybe that's why it's so much money. Maybe they had to cover the, like, apparel contract, and then maybe the sock contract is separate. So maybe they, you know, did both. But $1 billion is freaking insane. Oh, but yeah. I am also excited. Obviously, I wear Nike, have forever. But it's just rad that I'm getting my Swingman jerseys back. A lot of people didn't love Swingman jerseys, but I kind of did. They fit me properly. So I'm excited about getting Swingman jerseys back. And yeah, I mean, I didn't hear any news about Under Armour going for it, which I thought we would have, because they were pretty vocal about going for KD.
Yeah, there was just mentioned. It was like a few things mentioned about it in a few articles. I don't know exactly what happened, but yeah.
But now they've got two of the biggest three sports in America now.
Yep, NFL, NBA. It's crazy. Like, I can't even believe that.
They're going to need some new buildings in Oregon and HQ to sort this out.
This is all going to roll out pre-next season. So
No. It's the season after. So
is it 2016?
Yeah, 16-17, yeah. So next year is still Audi.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's so it's mistake. A future. They've got a while, but yeah. Regardless, I mean, jersey redesigns, like whatever branding.
Adidas checked out then.
Oh yeah. So we're not getting a little cool Addy basketball product this year.
Nah.
But yeah, I thought that was huge news. Yeah. Look, I mean, they've already got the shoe game locked down in the NBA. I mean, outside of Steph Curry, there's probably only two or three other guys. You know, like Addy got obviously like Rose and Lillard and stuff, but. Most of all the boys are already rocking Nike, and then now it's just going to be like a Nike poster every game. So,
yeah, I wonder if it's going to be okay for a little while, but it's just maybe a little bit too much. Everyone's going to get a bit. Yeah. That's crazy how much Nike's going to be around.
If I was Stance, every poster I made for the next 2 years would have an NBA player on it. You're allowed to, like, just put them on freaking everything.
Oh, well, their socks have posters of NBA players.
Yeah, I wonder
much.
How they clear that. It is
well, they were licensed products.
They were licensed by the NBA, weren't they? Yeah. So look, I mean, I just wanted to quickly reference that. So yes, everyone, we will be seeing Nike jerseys back in the NBA.
Yeah,
so,
Nike everything.
Yeah, hopefully employee store. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the episode. Have you, we didn't talk about if we picked anything up. I mean, I bought a pair of Brooklyn We Go Hard Puma 698s, and I tried to cop the Ronnie collab, and I struck out all over the internet. I was like trying to get them. No, I tried.
That is sick. I didn't have a go at those. No, I haven't actually copped anything. So not in the last week or two.
No. But well, yeah.
I was just. I don't know if I've talked about how gutted we didn't get Chicago's here.
Yeah, yeah. I was
pissed
so,
me off. To yeah. know, like,
I've seen people trying to sell them for $800.
Yeah. Why? Why couldn't we have got that in bloody Australia or Melbourne? At
I
least?
Tell you, Kicks fought for it. Like, places did, but we just didn't get
it's
allocated.
The best release of the year.
And we just didn't get allocated any stock. Yeah. And I'm not about, like, hitting up China Connects and stuff. Like, I'm not that heavy into the game. But
yeah,
I was pretty pissy. I don't really buy a lot of Ronnie stuff, but I was really half to those. I'm not even a Diamond fan, to be honest. Like, I don't really...
it was a cool colorway. It's a
but it was
a
sick
shoe.
Colorway. And, I struck out. So I did get up early to try and cop, and I missed out. So I got... went and got a pair of Brooklyn We Go Hards. But they're all right. And then I'm sure by next episode, being a fortnight away, I will have bought a bunch more shoes. But it has been custom city for me. So if you follow my Instagram, I've got a Vision Air Jordan 10, Minions Air Force 1, Hulk Air Max 1. I'm also doing a pair of shoes for someone in the NBA this week, which I'll be able to talk about in a couple of weeks, which is really exciting. So yeah, it's all going on for the custom stuff. Since this is the end of this episode, and if you are still listening, there is very big news in the next episode. Hopefully I can tell you about something I've been working on for a couple of months. So there is something to listen to. So I guess we'll leave it there. We're about 43 and a half minutes with the intro. It'll be 45. So we pretty much nailed our new target. Hope you guys like the longer format. And please do remember to hit us up with any questions. We're just going to keep talking about product and stuff that we like otherwise.
Yeah.
So hit us up with questions. This week's question was great. And remember, the hashtag is SecureD Podcast or at SecureD on Twitter. Unfortunately, the Instagram questions get lost because I can't find them in my history. So definitely do it on Twitter. And cheers. And we'll speak to you again in a fortnight.
Cheers, guys.